Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I'm your host, Joe. Joining as usual, Aki and Jacob. How are you two doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, Jacob, what's wrong this time?
I'm still having issues with my balls.
My balls hurt. It's been like a week, man.
Yeah, recovery takes like 7 to 10 days.
It's been seven. I mean, chop chop.
Well, no, they did that 7 days ago.
So your balls doing okay? Everything all right down there?
Generally, it's just like pressure on the stitches. And I discovered today I can't drive for like more than like 30 minutes at a time currently.
So. Well, yeah, you live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it sucked. It felt like, because I had to drive a bunch today. And like, first off, I mean, there was the pressure on my balls. But then, like, because of Pennsylvania roads, it felt like a boxer was using my nutsack as like a speed bag, so it hurt.
That's a visual I'm going to have nightmares about.
Want to know what Joe had me do earlier this week? He had me write poetry about your balls.
I did.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I feel so honored. Let's hear it.
Oh god. Why? I shouldn't have brought that up. Okay, well, whatever. Jacob's balls. Like the year's last day. Gone in Jan.
Haikus are wonderful.
I love haikus. They're so fun.
Wait, that was a haiku?
Yes, that was the 353.
Oh, okay. It sounded like two sentences. That's why I was like, huh? Okay.
Well, Jacob's balls was the first line.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was the title.
No. I mean, that could be the title as well.
Any one right. of these could be named that. I wrote like five, but not all of them are particularly good, mostly because I thought bitch was two syllables and it's only one.
Yeah, bitch is only one.
It depends on like how you pronounce it. I mean, like,
if you go know, like, biatch, I mean, that's two, but if you just say bitch.
Well, I was thinking like, you know, like how down south, like they'll pronounce the word sin with two syllables, sin. Like, you know, it could have been like that.
Biatch.
Yeah, I always just thought it was bit and ch was bitch. Therefore two. So
what up, bitch?
So some of these I definitely fucked up.
You have to go back and you know, fix them for next week.
Oh, they're most of these are pretty easy to fix because I it's like wrote my balls. Jacob's, and I can just change it to Jacob is instead.
Yeah. It's a good so fix.
They all work.
Good easy fix. Just,
yeah. I mean, if you want to hear another one, I can do another one.
Jacob is mind. Balls. So no. You just have a bunch that say Jacob is balls.
No. Here's another one. Jacob is ballless. He had a vasectomy. Now he's a bitch.
You know, later on when Joe posts this recording, I'm going to go back and listen to these poems. I'm going to like put out the syllables just to make sure that these are actual haikus and not
I'm the one who pointed out that last one, he's a bitch, is yeah, that's only four.
Change it to he is
a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll post them for you if you'd like. I don't mind.
I feel so honored.
Yeah, Xbox's services went down for a few hours, and this Xbox is pretty much digital only because I just don't have any discs here because I'm visiting family in another state, so I use that Xbox.
Oh, so when the servers go down, you can't do shit.
Yeah, so I had nothing to do. So
I'm actually like, the same way. My office console is not my home console. The one out in the living room is the home console. That way, Ashley can access everything and not run into any issues.
That's smart.
Yeah, and I figure if I'm offline, I could just go to bed.
Go in there.
Oh, take a nap.
I was thinking you could just go into the other room and play. Fuck that. But whatever.
I'd rather nap.
Laziness.
Yes.
It's a virtue for some people.
Yes. So anyway, news. Lot nothing of news this week.
No, nothing happened. There's nothing.
There's a couple good stories.
On to reviews.
I have two pieces of news. One that I
forgot. No, you don't. Shut up.
Yes, I do. Shut up.
Shut your whore mouth.
If only. God. If only.
All right. I mean, Aki's got news, so.
Yeah, might as well. You go first. Fuck it. We already talked about the big news on the last episode. So what's your news first?
Are you fucking serious?
How do you not discuss that the day it happens, Dick?
Easily, because you're like, oh, we usually have news episodes.
Yeah, and we're discussing it today, too.
Oh, all right.
Dick?
Fuck you.
I think he legitimately thought we weren't doing news.
It would be nice.
Tough shit. We got news. Aki, what's your news? Tell us. What do you got?
Okay. The first one, which I forgot to do last week, is that Halo is changing the price for all of its crap in its store for Halo Infinite. Yay, they're making it cheaper, so it's not like $20 for a fucking armor skin anymore. That's now good. It's like $12.
So it's still shitty, just not as shitty.
Are the people like who bought it at the original price going to get like reimbursed or something?
I don't know. I didn't read anywhere anything about anything like that.
They'll probably get like free challenge swaps.
Maybe. Shit's completely worthless. They'll get worthless crap. That's what they're going to get. And, you know, I like that stuff changed because, like, a week or two ago, they had these cute cat ears that you could buy for the helmets. And obviously. Yeah, obviously.
Of course he did. And of course he did.
No, I did not buy it. I wanted to, but they were like $10. And I was like,
worth it.
No, I could buy some that I can attach to my fucking headset in real life for that. And fair.
Okay. Go to GameStop and get actual cat ear headphones for like $60.
I'm just like, we all know you have spent $10 on worse things.
Yes, I have bought some pretty stupid DLC. You are correct.
Looking at you, horse armor.
I did not buy that.
How dare you sully the name of horse armor?
But so, if it had only cost like a dollar or two, I probably would have bought it. But at $10, I was like, no, that's stupid.
Yeah, you're not getting dollar skins anymore. That shit's not happening these days.
No, not at all. It would probably cost like $5 or $6 now. And, you know, I would still debate it for cat ears on all my helmets.
Can you gift shit? Because I'm just like, part of me just wants to just gift you your fucking cat ears.
God damn it. I don't even know if you can even buy them anymore. So, that sucks.
So, anyway.
And the other piece of news, which was just fucking hilarious to me, during a conference call, the Italian government basically had someone who decided to post a video live in the middle of proceedings of a pornographic nature of Tifa Lockhart getting railed by random white dude 101.
Yeah, they Zoom bombed them.
Yes, and that was hilarious.
It was a pretty fantastic video because they just kept talking like nothing was going on.
Yeah, so once it started playing, someone said, "What the hell is this?" They're actually sending a police after trying to figure out who did that.
Oh my god!
And they're
god.
Sending police after him. Yeah. and the funny thing is when. Because I had the news article before I even bothered to look at what was played. And when I finally looked at what was played, I actually followed the person who made that on Twitter.
Oh, jeez. Of course you did.
Yeah. I mean, they're great.
And it was good quality.
Yes. And the only reason I immediately knew who it was because I was like, oh, they just did one of Ada Wong and White Guy 101 in the exact same pose and everything.
So anyway, some actual news that happened.
Hold on. We have to go back into Aki's hentai collection, apparently, because you're just like,
oh God, I have
no, I've seen this, except with somebody else. Like, what the hell? They just face swapped. Like,
Basically, yeah. They just changed the girl model out, and so everything else leaves.
So how many other times have you seen the same exact girl model, huh?
I don't know. A lot. Because the person who makes these likes that specific pose, and so they just seemingly switch out the people. So I've seen it like a dozen or so times.
This one is not going to be family friendly on YouTube.
Are weird. Any of them?
With no, the none of them.
That I say?
None of them are family friendly.
You know, we should really aim for that one day, or like, you know, just try to actually have one that has
one
no
episode
cussing.
That's,
we don't argue. Yeah. Like Tosh.0 did it.
Yeah.
Like years and years ago. Like, I think we could probably make that happen too.
I could make it happen. I don't think Aki could make it happen.
No, not a chance in hell. Yeah. No.
She just has to get laryngitis.
Couldn't even say chance in hell.
Oh, God. Fuck yeah. That.
Chance in heck, AT double hockey stick.
Oh, fuck that. No.
So, yeah, news. We got to talk about the actual news. Massive news this week. News. If you somehow missed it, Microsoft is buying Activision Blizzard for $68.7 billion cash.
That was weird news to wake up to.
That was. I woke up to like so many texts from people like, hey, did you see this?
I know what's really funny. Apparently Nintendo is like just like 70 or 71. So they could have just bumped it up just a little bit more.
Yeah, but Nintendo doesn't want to sell.
Yeah, Nintendo wouldn't.
Still be cool.
I mean, it would, but technically Microsoft could buy Sony if they wanted.
Yeah, but then you're...
How much is Sony worth?
It's like $2 trillion worth of debt.
Yeah, there was no way regulatory commissions would let that shit happen. But, you know, who knows if they're going to allow this Activision purchase to happen. They might force them to, like, drop the King portion. Or, you know, Phil Spencer's already come out and confirmed that they will honor existing contracts with Sony. And they expressed a desire to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation. So it's not like they're going monopolistic with Call of Duty. I mean, there are other franchises, possibly. Who knows what they have in store? But it's not like...
It bothers me that people keep comparing this to a monopoly. It's like, if Disney can get away with buying all the shit they buy, I promise you, this is fucking perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what really kills me is just how many dev studios Microsoft just got with this. They have like 30 something dev studios now. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. If Microsoft wanted, they could have a dev studio put out a game every month and never stop.
Yeah.
They could just have a different studio every month put a game out.
Which, honestly, like that may end up being like some sort of weird end goal.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's all about Game Pass content.
Yeah.
See, what I'm thinking all of this really was for was so that they could keep selling stuff on Sony, so all the PlayStation people would get used to buying Xbox games on their PlayStation.
I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be pretty damn funny for somebody to load up a Call of Duty game on their PlayStation, and it just automatically goes Microsoft Studios.
Yeah, but with that, people get so used to that that they can start to take that stuff away and be like, well, if you want all this stuff, let us put Game Pass on the PlayStation. And that's how they bargain chip that in. I think it's what they're doing.
Honestly, I think that's going to be some sort of end game for it. Like,
oh, I'm 100% sure.
Because like, the more I play around with my Xbox Series X, the more I'm convinced that, you know, it's really just a souped up Xbox One.
Yeah,
and
it is. We've and, like, said that from the beginning.
I know. Well, no, you haven't.
But. Yes, I have. I said it's an insanely fast, insanely powerful Xbox One. And
but
it is.
What the thing is that what Microsoft is probably just going to end up doing is just keep releasing, you know, said souped up consoles with that's the same okay. OS, and then just keep selling us on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
their
plan for years.
Literally, I know, but the thing is that it's going to end up, I think it's honestly going to end up being on your PlayStation. It's going to end up being on your Nintendo consoles somehow, because if you remember a couple years ago, Nintendo and Microsoft started working together with a bunch of online shit.
Yep.
And then on top of it, one thing that that Microsoft is really getting out of this that nobody's really talking about, they just got the guys who make Candy Crush with this, King Mobile. And the thing is, if anybody knows like what the fuck works on mobile, it's that company.
No.
And Microsoft hasn't really been able to do much with it other than their cloud gaming. I mean,
kind of a shame they don't have a Windows phone anymore now that they own fucking King.
But it's just like, I mean, like, we've got Forza Street closing down, like, what, in April? Because
oh, that's a shame.
Like, well, there's that. Like, how long has Halo Spartan Assault been offline? Like, I can't really think of any Microsoft game that's actually stuck on phones that people actually give a shit about.
Ornament.
They're all on consoles, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah, you could play Minecraft on your phone. Woo. But I could also play it on my PC. I could play it on that. King's going to bring a lot of shit that Microsoft didn't have before. So I think this is a really fucking smart purchase on Microsoft's front. And with how, like, other people have been saying that, you know, oh, well, if you thought that this was the big news, there's going to be bigger news later in the week. I mean, it's now Thursday, so.
Yeah, nothing else happens. Unless we get a massive news bomb on Friday. And even still, what could compare to this?
Honestly, it would have to be
by Ubisoft or Square.
Honestly, if it's anything, I think it's going to be the announcement that Sony's buying something. I don't, like, it would either, like, I would figure it's either Square or Capcom if they were going to announce anything.
I don't think Capcom would do it.
Yeah, I think if Sony had a choice between the two, it would totally be Square.
And 100%. I think Square would absolutely merge. I don't think they would like do a buyout, but I think they would merge, kind of like they merged with Enix, Squaresoft and Enix, and now it's Square Enix. I could see it being Sony Square.
I could picture that. I mean, Square has their face so far up Sony's ass. I can't imagine them as two different entities anymore.
I could see that too, but I don't know. I don't know. I could also see something like Capcom happening.
I don't know.
I just don't see
Capcom. Fuck, no one saw Activision happening, so who could say?
That's true.
Who knows what the fuck is going to happen? Maybe Sony was like, oh, you're going to put Ubisoft Plus on Xbox? Fuck you, we're going to buy Ubisoft.
I can't wait until they fire
Bobby Kotick.
Kotick.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
They're keeping him around for a while because if they just outright fire him once it's video's completely done, he gets like $300 million.
Oh, he's cashing out like anyway.
I was going to say, I think it's actually more than that, but I think they're going to keep him around until the sale's actually finalized, and then
he goes.
Get him fucking out of there.
I think they might keep him around for a bit longer, because if he does something wrong, that they can fire him with cause, and he only gets like $300,000.
Microsoft is going to be doing an investigation. Trust me, they will be able to find cause with no issue.
But for that, they'd have to wait until the deal was completely finalized and everything. So I think they'll keep him around for a little while. I don't think they'll keep him for long because he's a piece of shit. Outright, I don't care. Fuck you, Kotick.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. But he will eventually be gone, thankfully. What will be coming back, though? What do you, like, is Microsoft going to bring back any properties? It's because for the past few years, Activision's been Call of Duty, Call of Duty, Call of Duty. They've been dropping everything else. What can Microsoft bring back into the public eye? Obviously, Crash, Spyro would be
Overwatch 2.
They already said they were planning on doing that. I don't understand why. I don't even know why that thing came into existence. I mean, one is already still really popular. They could have just added a little campaign thing to it, which seems to be all number two is that same multiplayer. Oh, and we're adding a bit of a little campaign to it or something. Why didn't you just add that to the first fucking game? There's no change.
Thimber saying Phil wants to revive older games, and one of the first names that popped out was Guitar Hero. I really, really hope that unless they make new instruments that are compatible with Rock Band 4, I hope they leave the series dead.
I was going to say, unless it's new instruments, fuck it.
Play, yeah, unless it's new instruments that work with Rock Band 4, not this 6-button bullshit they did with Guitar Hero Live that no one gave a fuck about. If they make new instruments that go back to the old formula and work with Rock Band 4, bring it on. I'll buy it.
But I don't know if I think they'll probably, if they do bring this back, they'll go back to that guitar design. I don't know if it'll be compatible with the old versions, though.
They'll bring it back along with the Kinect 2.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, no. Don't say that. Don't curse
I could see.
Us.
I could see. I have a Rock Band band in a box. Oh, do you know how much money you're sitting on with that, man? A band in a box set can get you quite a number of hundreds of dollars.
Seriously?
Yes.
Like $6 or $8 or something.
Rock Band 4 band in a box set.
Oh, I don't have Rock Band 4. I've got Rock Band 2.
Like the full band in the box with the drums?
Yeah.
That could probably still get you a bit. They're wireless, right?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's probably still could get you a few $100.
Huh. Good to know.
Jesus.
Yeah, people are saying I'm ready for Guitar Hero. I just, again, unless they're compatible, I don't want to see it. I don't, like, Rock Band has been chugging along. There's nearly 3,000 songs in Rock Band. Why should we start over?
To make them more money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't happen.
Everything works, Joe.
I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want to see another war happen in the rhythm game genre that can't afford another war.
There was a war in that genre?
Of course. Why do you think it's dead now?
Because war never changes.
Because the games are fucking boring as shit.
No, they're not. You're just stupid. How's that? Ha. Huh?
Well, obviously,
I went on the attack.
You guys.
Yeah, but Joe, causation does not equal correlation. Come on.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so everyone knows Activision is getting bought so that they can add more games to Game Pass. When do you think we'll see more games added to Game Pass from Activision? Do you think it'll be closer to when the deal closes? I know with Bethesda, there was a pretty big dump when it was announced.
I thought that they were already adding them.
Nothing.
Or, like, it was going to be soon. I could have sworn I saw something about that.
I haven't seen anything
closer to the end of the deal.
Oh.
I think it'll be right around the time the deal actually is completely finalized. I don't think it'll be coming before then. And if so, it won't be much before then.
No, but a lot of games come into Game Pass in the meantime. Holy shit, have you seen all the games that hit Game Pass this week?
I saw a couple of them. I don't think I saw them all. I think
Oh, my Lord. There were a lot of games that hit Game Pass just this week alone. Death's Door jumped onto Game Pass. A lot of people thought it was on Game Pass, but now it finally is.
I thought it was, too.
Can I interrupt? Huh? Can I interrupt this for a second? Going back, it's related to Game Pass, but also the Activision thing. One of the things that'll be nice about this is that, like, holy shit, like, if they make Activision follow, like, the rules that all the other Microsoft devs do, when shit finally goes on sale, oh my god, Call of Duty games will actually be on sale. Like, there is no fucking reason I should be paying $20 for an Xbox 360 game on sale, quote-unquote. Like, fucking A. Like, why
cost $15.
Yeah, it's just like, why do they expect us to pay $20 for a Call of Duty game that came out in, like, 2014? Like, that is ridiculous.
Because, like, you want it.
Because people will buy
$20.
It.
Not for $20.
Well, like, you won't, shit. But other, like, people will.
$5? Yep. Yeah, definitely. But, like, otherwise,
a lot of people aren't you.
I will stick around for Game Pass for these titles.
Yeah.
I'd rather own them. And hopefully they'll make them follow the pricing that all the other Microsoft studios have to do.
Yeah, if these games come to Game Pass, I might actually finally start playing some Call of Duty for the first time
no,
in my
you
life.
Fucking won't. No, you fucking won't. You got too much of a backlog just like the rest of us. Like, stop talking.
I can't argue that. But
which what grows even more because so many games launched on Game Pass this week.
Ooh, what a good I'm excited segue. For some of
them. Yeah, so stop ruining my segues. Hitman Trilogy. Nice. Hit Game Pass. All the Hitman shit. All together, one package. It's on Game Pass. Yay.
Does it have its own achievement list?
No clue. I didn't look that up.
I need to figure that out.
But Rainbow Six Extraction hit Game Pass this week.
I'm kind of excited for that.
Paparazzi launched onto Game Pass this week.
I am unreasonably excited about that.
Yeah, that seems like that could be cute.
Windjammers 2.
Not my kind of game.
I know Tim's excited about that one. We'll be talking about that next episode. Nobody Saves the World from Drinkbox.
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
Oh, y'all like it. It's Drinkbox, the Guacamelee team. It's like an action RPG.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably like that then. Mm.
And then Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc Anniversary Edition launched right to Game Pass.
Yes!
So a lot of stuff.
Why do you sound like
Gollum? Just this week.
My precious.
Yeah, you're just like, my precious, it's come to Game Pass.
My precious is yet.
You're staring me.
Right. Good.
Both
good,
of you.
As I should.
Yeah, well, next week there's another game hitting Game Pass, launching direct to Game Pass. Taiko no Tatsujin, the Drum Master.
I don't know what it is.
Taiko Drum Master? You don't know what Taiko Drum Master is?
I know you're excited about it.
With the
it.
Drums, you bang on. Well, you're obviously not going to have drums for this, but it's a rhythm game. That's going to be
Wait, good. Is that that's not the drum set that you sold me years ago, is it?
Do you think I remember what I sold you years ago?
I don't know. You sold me like some drum set and you're like, oh yeah, you could probably get like a bunch of money for this. And like, I'm like, okay,
I don't know.
I might still have them. I don't know.
It was for PS2. If I sold it to you.
Yeah, I think it was.
And it was a single drum.
Yep. With two like yellow, like
dildo sticks.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. I wonder what that's worth now.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious. Pretty sure John has them if I don't.
Huh. But yeah, Game Pass. A lot of games joining Game Pass. Not all good news, though. A couple of games have to leave Game Pass. At the end of the month, we are losing Cyber Shadow, Nowhere Prophet, Xenocrisis, and Prison Architect on the PC.
Shame Xenocrisis is going away.
That's, yeah.
From what I've heard, that's a good game.
What is it?
A game.
Well, no shit.
I haven't played it. I'm gonna boot up
Xenocrisis, my new spreadsheet software. Yeah, of course it's a fucking game. Jesus. What do you do in the game?
I don't know, I've not played it, honestly. I've just heard it's good. I don't actually know anything about it.
You're being judged.
Shimadaki, what do I pay you for?
You don't. So
it's like it was only worth like $50 now, so no, it didn't. No one cares about Taiko. That's sad.
I don't think that was big here.
That's disappointing.
That sounds like something that would have been super popular in Japan, though.
Oh, it was.
I bet. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have actual arcade machines of that.
They do.
Yeah, I thought so.
They've had them at MAGFest. They're fun to play with giant drums.
I kind of wanted to play one of those arcade machines. I don't really want to play the Xbox game because then I need to get achievements, but I want to play one of those arcade ones because that just seems like something that'd be nice to play like once or twice, and then I probably wouldn't care after that.
You know what I really miss, like, now that we're going to talk about arcade games where you have to like hit shit, Joe, do you remember back in Wilkes-Barre that one arcade at the mall that had that Fist of the North Star game?
No.
What? There's a Fist of the North Star game?
What? Yeah, and like you have to punch these like six like I don't know, like they're like targets, and like, you know, they'll like pop out as like you're supposed to hit them and stuff like that, and then at the very end, like, you do your like you do that thing, and like you just try to hit them like as quickly as you possibly can, like all over the goddamn place. It's like DDR except for your fists.
Interesting.
It was amazing.
That sounds actually kind of fun, to be honest.
No, I never saw
that. I used to play it all the fucking time in college. I think
I just found a picture of it.
Hmm. Well, anyway, yeah, some other news.
Like that mall that was in that's in a Wilkes-Barre.
That doesn't make me remember the arcade game. I know what mall you're talking about.
I don't even I've been removed from the area for years. I don't even remember what the fuck the mall's called.
The Wyoming Valley Mall.
Oh, there we go, yeah. For some reason, I wanted to call it Viewmont.
Nope. New game got added to Nintendo Switch Online for January. One game.
Ooh,
hold the excitement. Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, that's actually good, though. Yeah.
They mentioned this is the first time in 20 years that the game has appeared on a Nintendo console. So it's back home, I guess.
I'm wondering if this is leading up to that whole GoldenEye thing that everyone keeps talking about.
I don't know. Everyone thought we might hear about it this week with Game Pass, but
I think it's coming later in the year because the James Bond official Facebook page said that there's going to be additional media coming out this year, that hasn't been announced. And of course, there's also the achievement list that's now out there. Yeah. So
I just don't know if I really care about that, to be honest.
Well, a lot of people do.
I wasn't particularly fond of GoldenEye.
Now, speaking of N64 games, February they're getting another one on Nintendo Switch Online, Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
That's cool.
I think that's one of them lots of people like, isn't it?
Yeah.
So. No, nobody likes Inaki. It's not universally sure
which
hated.
Ones people like and don't like, honestly.
Legend of Zelda, everyone likes it.
Everyone I thought there was that some Sonic that people didn't like. Sonic 2005 is superior. Yeah, the only ones that people don't like are the ones for that Philips console.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, people might have complaints about them, but they're still fucking Legend of Zelda games.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Shame I've never played one. Maybe one day.
Maybe. Among Us is getting Ghostface cosmetics in a Scream crossover.
Yippee.
Boo.
Yeah. The Xbox store leaked that Shadow Warrior 3 is apparently releasing March 1st.
That's cool.
Yippee.
Yeah. See, when you cover the big news, this is the scraps you get left. The Artful Escape is hitting PlayStation and Switch January 25th.
Nice. So, they should enjoy that.
I still need to play that. I've heard it's a really, really cool, walking experience, but it's not a rhythm game. It's just a walking game that has a guitar you can play.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a walking game, straight up. You just move to the right the entire game. That's it.
Nice. I'll have to... I'm pretty sure I have it installed. I'll have to fire it. Too much shit I have to fire up. I still need to fire up Danganronpa.
Oh, that hasn't
happened yet.
The Artful Escape you can beat in an hour, if that. I don't think it takes that long. It's a real fast one. Nice. Just can't play it because it has lots of light shows in it.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
The visuals, I can see that being problematic for light sensitive and stuff like that. Let's see, what other news? Maximum Games has acquired Main 6, the developers of Them's Fightin' Herds. And the title will now be developed by Modus Studios and published by Modus Games.
Wait, so they just took over the whole project?
Well, they acquired Main 6.
Oh, okay, so they're just integrating it into Modus. Okay, okay. Huh, that's crazy.
Yep, so...
Have they said that when that game is coming out?
I don't know. Is it MAGFest again this year? It looks great. It just, I don't know if there's a release date. They need to announce something. Microid signed a deal with Viacom CBS to produce 3 new titles for Garfield.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. I know what I'm requesting review copies of.
Yeah, I figured you'd get those.
Fuck yes.
Another one I know you want, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga is finally coming out April 5th.
And Best Buy showed off the steelbook that you get if you pre-order.
They couldn't bump it one more month to May the 4th?
Huh.
Bitches.
That would require them to care.
Fucking bitches. They could have done it.
At the same time, it may be an accounting-related thing. Bitches. They need to show up as a quarter one kind of thing instead of quarter two.
Maybe.
Because that thing's been in fucking development for way too long. But I'm excited about it. My kids don't know it exists yet. So that'll
you're
be
getting
a nice steelbook,
aren't you?
I don't know. It looks cool, but I might not. I don't know.
I know someone who is Joe.
I don't know. Yeah. I've been buying so many more games digital lately. I just the hassle of dealing with discs is getting irritating.
You usually turn around and sell the fucking disc afterwards.
Do you know how many times I've bought a steelbook and sold the disc and bought it digital anyway?
A lot.
Yes.
Especially the other problem with it though is that it's just with Best Buy, there's almost no point in pre-ordering it because you're going to be able to buy the Steelbook off of them for $5 in like 8 months.
Not always.
I know not always, because the Mass Effect Legendary Edition has not gone on sale, so I'm thankful I got it. And
I still need to get that.
I doubt, well, it's on Game Pass now, so.
Yeah, but I want to own it.
Well, that's fair. But I mean, it's just like, part of me is just like, they're probably going to print up so many of the Star Wars things, I don't give a shit. But there is that nagging voice that is just like, they might not. So
it'll be FOMO. Limited.
FOMO, motherfucker. FOMO.
Pretty much. Last bit of news I have is that EA is reportedly very disappointed in Battlefield 2042's reception and is looking at all options at increasing the game's player base, including a free-to-play system.
Have you ever consider just making it better? That's the one thing I keep hearing about that, is it's not good in any way. I'm like, just make a better one.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
Well, I mean, I think it was like last month that they were just like, oh yeah, like we're going to make like a continuing universe based on this game. And it's just like, cool. The thing literally no one asked for.
The metaverse.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Twitter. Oh no. Twitter selling fucking NTF profile pictures now.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
So fucking insulting. Oh, they're like, oh yeah, everyone was requesting this. No one was requesting that, you fucking douchebag. Shut the fuck up.
Well, no, it's crypto. No, the only ones who were requesting it were crypto bros with way too much time on their hands.
God, I hate those people. I block every last one of them.
I wish I could block the two of you.
Well, you can. You could. It just isn't useful to you.
I mean, I've already been blocked by one studio, so I mean, if I could just be blocked by my own, theoretical podcast manager, I think that'd be pretty cool. I think that's really what says you've made it in gaming and in the gaming industry.
I mean, let's be fair, I don't have a good track record with co-hosts anymore, so
eventually we will all be blocked by Joe.
Eventually you too shall leave me behind to rot in despair. Speaking of rotting in despair, we got reviews to take care of.
Whoa. Whoa.
What? Do you have news?
Yeah, I've got fucking news.
Jesus, you always overreact when there's news. You're like, whoa.
Well, yeah.
He said he didn't even have any.
Yeah, I'll just be I'm like the SML version of Belding. It's like, hey.
whoa. What's your news? What?
All right, so
no one cares. Next.
Anyway, the new racing season started in Hot Wheels Unleashed.
Yep.
This one is apparently SpongeBob SquarePants themed.
And so nice. For, even less.
So, I'm a little surprised by it because they hadn't announced it earlier.
It was just kind of like surprise launch day. It's like, hey, guess what? SpongeBob's out.
Yeah, and I was wondering how they were going to make it like so the game's not a complete fucking grind fest. So apparently they're just going to keep releasing racing seasons like pretty regularly because the DC one that only ended a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So again, there's like six of them to earn. You have like two and a half months to get everything. 2 months maybe. And it's another
rather just buy it and own it instead of having to earn it.
Yeah, but with all the gears that you get, it's worth it.
I don't know. I like Rock Band. I'd rather buy it and own it, and then instead of like earn coins to pick a song. I don't know.
I understand that, but the way that the game is made, it's so fucking grindy to get gears to upgrade your cars that like there's no other way unless you're gonna do. Well, I guess this is like a constant microtransaction, except it's just every like 3 months instead of like every time you need gears. That's not much better.
But anyway, you're getting new content.
Yeah, which keeps
that
me
six
happy.
$6 could get you a lot of content.
It could. And so that, and then up on Adult Swim and Crunchyroll starting February 3rd, Shenmue the animation.
Don't even care. That is going to be the most boring fucking anime ever.
No, why? Well, because Aki's assuming that there's going to be an entire episode just dedicated to forklift driving.
There isn't?
It could be an episode about anything.
And then there's going to be another...
Characters are boring.
There's going to be another episode where it's nothing but duck races.
That God I might almighty. Watch.
They got some fucked up stuff in Shenmue.
I still need to play those.
No, you don't. You're not missing anything. Wonder what you're missing by not playing those games.
I've heard like they're like
go outside and work. That's all you're missing.
I've heard they're like prototype like Yakuza games. So I don't know. Might be up my alley.
Who knows? But any other news?
Nah, that's it.
And so now we can move on to reviews. Something
today.
What'd you learn?
I learned that even though I didn't give a fuck about the Hot Wheels game or whatever it was he was talking about earlier, they found a way to make me care even less by adding SpongeBob into it. I didn't think I could give less of a shit, and I figured out I could.
It's well, crazy. I look forward to helping that game sink to new lows with you, Aki. So every 2 months I'll be reporting on whatever the new racing season, and you're going to be like, huh, I care even less about this game.
My Little Pony, I'll be damned. Yeah, that's even less.
No, that might make me like it a little bit more. Not by much, but a little bit. Might hit that's the standard of what it was before they added SpongeBob into it.
Berenstain Bears Pack?
Well, is there anything from Nickelodeon that you like?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's like been so long since I've watched
anything. He's repressed her entire childhood.
Like, you didn't like Ren and Stimpy when you were a kid or anything like that?
I didn't
you like Ninja Turtles?
Eh, they're okay-ish.
I mean, they've got a Leonardo car and the turtle van.
Okay, the turtle van, that's kind of awesome. I do approve of that.
They have the Barbie van.
Yeah, the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Did I bitch about the
Barbie Dream?
No.
What is it?
No, and we're fine with that. Not of happening ever.
No, it's just like I think it's really cool that they brought in like a Barbie vehicle, like maybe like get some girls and like young girls into this game. But it's just like that van sucks. Trying to drive that thing around, and I'm just like, seriously? So you're gonna give like you're gonna try to bring in girls to this game, and you're just gonna give them the shittiest vehicle in the damn thing to race as? Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, they just need to add in My Little Pony, and then they get the little girls and the old creepy dudes, and it's fine.
No, the old creepy dudes are already there, so.
Oh, well, you get more of them. Fucking weirdos.
Anyway, reviews. Should we get to our reviews?
Yeah, we can get to our reviews.
God damn you two. First game to talk about tonight is called Black Wind, developed by Drakkar Dev, published by Blowfish Studios, released January 20th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5, and PC for $24.99. Black Wind is a top-down sci-fi action game that puts you in the shoes of a teenager trapped inside a prototype battle armor suit during an alien invasion, face off against enemies, cut through their ranks, and fight back in a last-ditch attempt to stop a planetary invasion. Jacob, tell us about Black Wind.
So every once in a while you'll get a game where it's just like the plot is absolutely the most generic fucking thing of all time. The voiceover or like the voice acting is equally terrible. However, that gameplay is so damn solid that you're willing to forgive all that other crap because it's just really enjoyable just killing everybody. And that's pretty much what Black Wind is. So you play as this kid who gets stuck in a prototype mech suit, like, and he's just like, oh, I don't know how all this stuff works. And so, of course, you have, like, the game slowly doles out, like, new features. Like, you get a drone or you have new attacks. And, of course, like, when you, you could buy new abilities and all that other kind of stuff. Or even buy new skins. Like, there's a Bumblebee skin somewhere in there. I haven't unlocked it yet, but there's another one that makes it look like the Red Ranger from Power Rangers. So I think they're going to get sued eventually. Hopefully not.
but is there a White Ranger or Green Ranger outfit?
No, it's just red. Like, if you go through the achievements,
Red Ranger? Fuck him.
But if you go through the achievements, it does list like what all of them are. But anyway, so pretty much like you're just this kid who's like, oh boy, like this is sure is neato keen, like going through this, and oh, you don't mess with the Hawkins, which is like, I'm glad that like the game devs realized that the line is that bad and that much of a joke that they actually made an achievement named after it. But it is really satisfying, like just running through everybody and just like slashing through it. Now the game does make it challenging. I'm playing it on easy. I have died once so far, like, and there's been plenty of times where it's just like, I actually thought I was going to die. But it does keep ramping it up with new enemy types, like, and it leaves mines all over the place where if you breeze through your levels, you're going to be tripping these mines, and then you're going to get hurt, and then you're going to get fucked over by the aliens when they show up. All in all, it's a pretty damn satisfying game. Like, graphically, it's not the prettiest. As I said, the voice acting is annoying.
It's shiny, it's bright.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
The mines, can you destroy those? Like, do you have a gun, or is this all like melee combat, or what?
So the thing is that like when I was first playing this, like it shows off your gun, and then you get to do melee, and then you're like, oh shit, like I'm really fucking shit up with melee. But the thing is, you can't sleep on the gun, because the gun is actually necessary, because you can like you can shoot enemies from far away, you can disable mines with it. And so it's just like the game does force you to switch up, you know, how you're playing it. As I said, melee is way more satisfying, but you do actually have to think about what you need to do in the game.
All right. And other question, is this single player only, co-op, multiplayer?
There is a co-op. I haven't played it because frankly, this game's not appropriate for either of my kids.
It's only T-rated. It's not over the top.
I kind of wonder what's in it that's inappropriate. I would have thought it was just like
lots of alien blood all over the place, and also there's finishing moves that you could do where like you rip off like an alien wing and then stab them with it.
That's cute.
Oh,
it's pretty cool. Like, especially when you're playing it fucked up, you're like, yes, this is amazing.
Oh, Jesus.
So yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's a pretty, like, you know, for as unoriginal as the story is and as grating as the voice acting can be, there's a lot of satisfying action to be found in Blackwind.
Sometimes all you need is the action. Sometimes the setting just doesn't matter. You just want to blow shit up.
Yeah, is and that's all it is. Pass?
No, it is not. It is $24.99. What is your verdict?
If it was 20, I'd be way more. I'd be a little bit more cool with it. But 25, you're gonna get a good time out of this game. I do recommend it.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it for you, Jacob. We will let you go to rest your balls.
Thank you.
Balls. You have any final words before we let you go?
Christ.
Those are terrible final words.
Your terrible final words.
Your face is terrible final words.
You take that back. You are not the man I married.
You know who you married? Bees Nuts. Next game to talk about is Dismantle, developed and published by 10 Tons, released January 19th on Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4, and PS5 for $19.99. As you ascend from your shelter after the long, long years, a brave new world awaits you, a world inhabited with nasty and vile creatures, a world with no other human soul to be seen, a world with nature and rains now, a world that's about to get even worse. You need to find a way to escape the wretched island, but before that, enjoy the bittersweet apocalypse. Aki, tell us about your time with Dismantle.
Okay. This is an isometric game where you go around and you survive, basically. You've popped out of your bunker after, it's either been 2 or 20 years, I can't remember which, because you ran out of food and you're like, okay, well, I gotta go to the surface. And you're it. That's it. You're the only fucker left for some reason. And then you quickly start to realize, oh, shit has gone south very, very quickly in this bitch. Some of the first enemies you see are clickers. Yes, those clickers.
No, geez.
Yep, exactly. Yep, yep, uh-huh.
Are they called clickers, or do they just look like them? I would imagine
they look like them. I think they're called something else. They're all like ex hoarder, ex prisoner, ex runner, things like that is what they're all called, because they're apparently human. They apparently were humans of a specific type or something. I don't know. It doesn't really explain that stuff, but they're clickers. I mean, everything about them is clicker. They even fucking click. They make the fucking noise. So, and then, you know, you slowly see other types, like you find some hellhounds. I don't know what the fuck name they go by. I just go by what they clearly are. You find skeletons, you find zombies, you find the necromorphs. It's like it has bloaters even from fucking Left 4 Dead.
So it covers all the basics of enemy types.
Yeah. All the zombie monster-esque enemies, you find them in this game. And through it, you pick up different weapons. You can also pick up... you craft all your weapons, actually. You pick up, like, one or two, but the rest you actually have to craft. And you craft it by leveling up. I think by the time you hit level 36, I think, you have access to everything on the tree. There's items for your campfires. And you can just think as of those as the Dark Souls fire, whatever the fuck they are. The swords in the fire. What are those called?
I don't play
Dark Souls. They're basically those. When you rest at one, you get
the bonfires.
All your bonfire. Yes, that's it. That's basically all it is. You get all your healing items back, all your throwable weapons back, and all the enemies respawn. You can eventually make that stop by getting some a special item and some other less special items. But at the campfire, you can cook food, which you don't need in order to continue the game, which is something I kind of worried about until I saw that. And I was like, oh, I don't have to actually fucking eat. Yay. Because the game tells you, once you get into that menu, it says you do not have to eat.
That's good.
To keep your character alive. And I was like, oh, thank you. I love you so much.
So what does it do? What does eating accomplish?
Well, eating does two different things. The first time you make any recipe that you find, it gives you a permanent bonus. Most of them that I found are like you get 5 extra hit points, but I've also found some that were like you farm a little faster or you do 20% more backstab damage, basically.
It's cool.
And those stick forever. Those are just part of you from that point forward. But it only works the first time you make any individual recipe, and it'll tell you what that recipe actually gives you. After that time, any other time you make it, it'll just give you health if you're missing health, because you don't have to cook just at a campfire. You can also cook on stoves that you find in buildings.
Yeah.
And if you make something there, it doesn't just automatically heal you up. Instead, you can cook one of these meals and they give you X amount of hit points, which they also tell you that. You can also invent items, which require various resources. This is a game all about collecting fucking resources. And you get those from, like, you can break trash cans to get metal and plastics from inside them. You can break wooden fences to get wood. You can, you know, break downspouts and shit for more metal, et cetera, et cetera. And you can use that to both craft weapons in the first place, as well as other gear, like the ability to cook at a campfire, different clothing options, things like that. Which all have their own stats, so you can figure out what you want to wear. But along with that, you can also upgrade most of your weapons, be it the thrown weapons, also trinkets, and your main weapons, which are really fun. Eventually, you can get them up high enough that you can cut down trees. You can use a baseball bat to break rocks. Don't need no pickaxes for that shit. Just swack it with a wooden baseball bat.
That works.
And somehow you break a rock. you can even tear down entire buildings. And I haven't gotten... I've put maybe 30, 40 hours into this game. I've gotten next to nowhere on the story because I keep upgrading my stuff. And I am very... Like, this game was made for lunatics like me. The fact... Once I learned that I could destroy everything, I just had to keep leveling stuff up to do it. That became my new goal of the game. I don't care about actually doing any
story,
of the story.
Fuck that. I just want to be overpowered.
Exactly. Oh, I think I'm like 28% of the way through the story at this point.
Oh, Lord.
That's it. Because there is actually a tab you can go to in the pause menu, basically, that tells you how much of the story you've completed, how much of the side quests you've completed, how much of this, that, and the other you've completed. And I think mine's at like 28% as of yesterday, when I actually did a main mission, finally. Because I had only done like one before then, and that was
30 hours and 28%.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe more than 30. I'm playing it right now, actually. I'm playing it this whole time. Because I'm just like, you know, every square, I'm just going to destroy everything. And I can't quite destroy everything, but I'm getting there and I can't wait. I am going to be the fucking walking apocalypse of this place.
Well, I think you may have sold me on it. It's $20. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yes. All the games that I played this week, this is my single most favorite one. I love this game. It is so much fun.
Cool. I might have to pick this one up. It is on a launch discount of 10%, so you could get the game for $17.99 on Xbox right now. Not sure if there's a sale on other platforms, but if there is, even better.
God, I love this game.
All right, next game is Summertime Madness, developed by DP Games, published by Sometimes You, released January 26th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5 for $14.99. The game is not cross-buy, but series owners will get 50% off if you own the Xbox One version, and the PS5 version gets the same discount for PS4. The player in the role of a painter who has made a deal with the devil has to find his way back to the real world after being cheated and trapped into one of his canvases. A dreamlike journey into a surreal world of the artist's own creations where the atmosphere gameplay provides mysteries to discover, puzzles to solve, and artistic landscapes to explore. Aki, tell us about this one.
Okay, a little more backstory, because that does tell you a good chunk of the story. A little bit more of the backstory is, this is Prague. During the war, in other words, the place that was burnt to mostly nothingness. So this is a hellhole right now. And that's why the character decided to make the deal with the devil to go into his paintings, because he's like, this is better than what's around me, because what's around me is hell. So you go into it, and it is a walking sim / puzzle game. Really. You go around and you solve little puzzles in order to open up new pathways. Most of them are tiny little logic puzzles. Like, you have to, the very first one you have to do is you create more to a boat. By ringing three bells, you complete this boat, and you have to get to the top of it to jump onto a anchor. And when that goes down, for some reason, a lighthouse pops out of the ground and goes up. And that's the puzzle. You just have to figure out how to get to all of the bells to ring them and how to get to the top of it, because you flick switches to open doors, but they also shut other doors. So you have to figure out how to just solve that to get to each different area. Not very complicated. None of the puzzles are too complicated. They can if you're not really thinking about it, but most of them are super, super easy. Like, another one is you have to create a pathway from where you are to the end of the area. And to do that, you go over to levers and you can move these circular platforms around, and you have to move them to where you can get to the next one to move it, to get to the next one to move it, to create a pathway so you can get out the door. It's just that simple.
Hmm.
There are some collectibles in this, but that's really it. It doesn't really tell much of a story. It's just bask in the glory that is this place. Just enjoy looking at it. It's a very visually pretty game until it puts you in dark places. There's no brightness settings, and the shit is dark.
So options would be good.
It would be very nice.
Is there invert look?
I don't think there is.
You bastards. If it's a first person adventure game and they don't have invert look, that is disappointing. So hopefully that's there.
I don't actually remember what all of them are. There wasn't very many options in the game at all. There was like 5 or 6 things maybe, and I don't remember what any of them were because none of them were useful for me. So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And I just ignored them at that point. There might be inverts. I can't remember. But yeah, there's... The game can take you upwards of a couple hours, maybe. Maybe. I think I beat it in like 40-something minutes. Granted, with that, I guess I'll also put out the knowledge that I have played part of this game before. I don't know where, and I don't know when. But I looked at this game, and I was like, I have played this. I know I've played this. And when I went into it, I knew the first, like, 3 or 4 levels of it. And there's not a lot more after that. So I knew a little over half the game the moment I went in. I'm like, this isn't on my Steam list. This wasn't sold on anything before. I don't know where I've played this, but I have played it.
That's interesting. Maybe you dreamt it. Maybe you're prophetic.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Are you the second coming of Christ?
I fucking hope not.
That would be scary.
Yeah, I would have to be the Antichrist.
Yeah, so probably.
Apparently one group would have been right and the other group would have been wrong. I just don't know which group is which anymore because I don't remember religious stuff.
Anyway, the game is $15. If you pre-order it on Xbox, you could grab it for $11.99. What are your thoughts?
I'm a lot better with the pre-order for $11.99 because, again, there's not a lot here. Even not knowing what you're doing, this isn't going to take more than a couple hours. And even that is pushing it. I have trouble believing you're going to take even a couple hours on this game. So given being like $15, that's a bit steep.
But 12 is good.
Yeah, I could go with it for that.
All right, and other question, because it is not cross-buy and it has different platforms for Xbox One and Series X and S, is it worth double-dipping for achievements?
If you're an achievement whore, yes. Yeah, again, it's super easy.
Carnage says no invert. Motherfucker! All right, DP Games, listen. Invert. Shit's gotta happen. I shouldn't have to rely on my accessories app on my controller to get an inverted control setting. So, all right, next game to talk about is Kansei, the Second Turn HD, developed by Sake Visual, published by Rattlake Games, released January 13th on Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4, PS5, and Switch for $7.99. A teenager with the ability to relive the death of any corpse he touches finds himself tangled in another murder case when the owner of a high-profile corporation dies under mysterious circumstances. Aki, tell us about this one.
Yeah, I want everyone to realize a part of that. It's another case, as in...
Oh, wait. Carnage says this. There is invert.
Okay.
In Summertime Madness.
That's good. Good. I'm glad. Now you can go buy both.
There you go. All right. Kansei. Yeah.
So you'll notice, yeah, Kansei, it's the second case. It's even part of the name. Second case. This is the second game. Want to know what I haven't played?
The first one.
You are correct.
Yay!
So, yeah, and you play as the same person, apparently. So, in Kansei, you play as a character who isn't named, namely because they refuse to give their name to fucking anybody. They have come back to, I believe it's Edgewater, I think is the name of the town that they're in. He's come back there. He used to live there when he was younger, apparently, and he's come back for some reason. I don't fucking know why. But he has a superpower. Da-da-da! He can absorb someone's emotions when they die, as long as he touches them. And he can feel when people die when he's within a certain range of them. So, you know, his life sucks. Because, you know, if he touches a dead body, he feels their death and everything. It usually causes him to pass out because of reasons. Yeah, it's not pleasant, I'm sure. I got a kick out of it. I thought it was funny. I'm a terrible human being. But apparently in the first game, he met up with... Yeah, I know, I'm horrible. He apparently in the first game met up with some people, including a detective who's just a normal guy who already knows who the character is, because apparently when the character lived here in the past, the guy knew him somehow. I'm not going to tell you how. And you also meet up with a bunch of other people who have special powers like you. Other Conseils, if you will, I think is what they call them, which are all emotion-based magical powers of some sort. The main person who's leading everybody is named Aki, like me, and she has the power to basically use the Force and make people do what she wants, just by giving them a little push. She can also speak inside people's heads. So that's fun. Her brother, I don't remember his name. He looks like a girl and everyone confuses him as a girl, and that's hilarious. he has the ability to remember everything, basically, that he sees. That's his superpower, which isn't a superpower. That's just something people sometimes can do. And then the last person is Li Mei. And she's adorable. She absorbs all the emotions of everyone around her. So she feels everyone's emotions at all times, and she can't turn it off. So she ends up being an emotionless little robot because that's how she deals with it, so she doesn't lose her fucking mind. And the four of you make up this little ragtag group of fucking weirdos. And somehow you have been strung along into this group. This was not a group that you were originally with. You don't even want to be with this group, but you're effectively under house arrest with this group. Again, this is all based on stuff in the first game that I haven't played. And you guys are, after the prior case in the first game, you're going to meet with the man who apparently assigned them to find whoever died in the first game or something. And he sees your character and he flips the fuck out for reasons I don't comprehend because the game never explains it. Yay! And then he dies. And you have to figure out what the fuck happened. For a good chunk of the game, up until that point, it goes as an adventure visual novel. You choose what you want to say every now and then, and there's branching pathways. But once he's dead, it changes things. You get to choose where you go in his house. You can choose to talk with people and continue the slight visual novel thing. You can examine different things in the rooms, etc., etc. And this all accumulates with you either figuring out who the person is with evidence, figuring out who it is without evidence because you're fucking guessing like a dumbass. And there is an achievement for all of these different ways of solving this, for solving it but not being able to stop the escape, solving it but not preventing someone else from dying. And there's another one, but I'm not going to tell you what that is because it's harder to do. So go figure that out on your own.
Well, overall, it seems like as long as you played the first game, there's more of what you would expect to enjoy.
Yeah. And
we just got to get you to play the first game.
yes, if they want to give me the first game, I will totally play it. Because this game, even though I don't know what the hell's going on throughout most of this, it is a fairly good game. And something you'll notice about all the games that I've reviewed after the first one, this one took me a couple hours to do. That'll be a running theme from now on for all the games this week. I completed this in a day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's $8. What are your thoughts?
I'm totally for it. I think it's really good. It's all voice acted, except for your character for some reason. The voice acting is really good. The game's pretty fun. The way the character interacts with everybody is decent. I'm all for it.
Cool. All right, we got one final game to talk about tonight. That is called Fatum Betula, developed by Bryce Butcher, published by Baltoro Games, released January 20th on Xbox One for $5.99. Welcome to a world without a past. Fatum Betula is an atmospheric exploration game with light puzzle elements. A magical birch is the only thing dictating the future, and it is your job to find something appropriate to feed it with. Aki, what's going on in this one?
Okay, so
Carnage is saying, "What the fuck is this game?" So
I will try to answer that to the most of my ability, which is very, very minimal. This game took me about an hour to beat, and not just once, every single possible way of beating it, which is 10 different ways. It took me about an hour, hour and a half.
Interesting.
It's a very quick game. This world is apparently the void, I guess, like the area between life and death. It's for people who didn't want to move on, but obviously aren't fucking alive anymore. And in order for everyone to keep surviving here, you are tasked with feeding this plant something. It has plenty of water right there for it to consume, so I don't know what the fuck you have to feed it for, because it's being fed, it's in the sun, and it has water and dirt. That's what you feed plants. But, you know, whatever.
Oh, I immediately regret not reading the third line of the intro, because it is perfect for our show. There is a total of 10 unique endings and a plethora of secrets to uncover. That's like two of our words in one sentence.
Yes, and it does. Yeah. The game is PS1 graphics. It is very fucky. You're only told, do not feed it your blood. That's it. That's the only thing you're told not to feed it. And guess what? You can feed it your blood.
Did you feed it your blood? So,
yeah, because that's one of the endings. Every ending of the 10 endings, and I think maybe a secret one, maybe the 10th is the secret one, I can't remember, every last one of them has an achievement tied to it. That's what almost every achievement in the game is, actually.
Well, it seems like it's short enough to only be done that much, so.
Yeah, it's super fast. And it's mostly because every ending involves one of three items, because you have to deal with an animal person that they just name the beast, because no one in here actually has a proper name, but this person is like a cat, a cat head on a human body, so everyone it's just the beast, colloquially. And there's three different ways of dealing with it, and almost every ending involves one of those three items you get from that animal. So you can make a save right before you deal with it, then make a save after you've obtained each one of those items, and then you can just use those saves to further the game and complete it super quick, so you don't have to restart the whole thing all over again. Hmm. Not that it takes long to get through any of that stuff once you know what you're doing. God, how do I make sense of this fucking thing?
I think that's what a lot of people are trying to say about this game. How do I make sense of this fucking thing? It is a weird one. I also feel bad. It wasn't until just now I'm reading, warning, this game also contains flashing images and lights that may trigger seizures for those with photosensitive epilepsy.
Yep.
I feel bad. Thankfully, I had no clue that was there.
Yeah, I didn't until I started, then I was like, oh, I hope I can finish this.
I felt like shit. When I read that. It says also contains infrequent cursing. What kind of cursing?
I don't even remember any fucking cursing.
Well, I guess
God, it's
that
so
infrequent.
Ingrained in my head, I can't even remember any of it. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Well, the game's only $6. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, go for it. Fuck it. I mean, it's a weird fuck it, why not? Fucking game. Yeah, it's definitely a fuck it, why not? I can't say I dislike it. I can't say I like it. It exists, and that's enough reason to buy it as far as I'm concerned. Because I'm just... It's there. That's good enough.
Easy achievements?
Very. Like, literally, you can get every achievement in like an hour and a half.
Carney says easy. He's going to need an achievement guide.
Look it up on YouTube. Okay. Any one of those guides work.
All right.
We know how I know that?
Because you used one?
Yes, I did.
Because you didn't know what the fuck you were doing?
Yeah, at the start there is an item you need to obtain, and I couldn't find the item, and I had just passed it like numerous times without noticing it, apparently, is what I ended up finding out. Because one of the first things you need to find is a katana, and it's in a tree, and I knew it was in a tree, but in my head I was like, okay, there's this tree and there's this tree, and I kept circling both of them. I'm like, there's nothing in this fucking tree. Where the hell is it? And I spent like an hour just trying to figure out where the fuck that was. And I was like, no, fuck this. I'm just going to look it up. And then I looked it up, and there's a whole bunch of trees right before them that I walked right past, and I didn't even register them. And I had even looked down and I had seen them, but I never registered them as trees. And, so I went down there and I claimed that, and I was like, okay, now I'm good.
That works.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so... Yeah,
it's easy.
All right, well, that is it for this episode. Made it through another one. Thanks to Jacob and his balls for being here.
Balls.
Thanks to you for being here, hanging out. Some fun games this episode, and we are still not purchased by Microsoft. I'm still waiting for the phone call. Bill, give us a call. I am ready to be bought.
Dude, I would play so many games for them if they just bought us. I'd be fucking perfectly fine with that. I would not mind that at all. I will totally shill for some Microsoft shit. I'm fine with this.
We'll sell out. We'll 100%. Sell out.